This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In the first stop on his Latin American tour, President Bush today met in Brazil with that country's president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. They promoted a new partnership between the two countries to increase production of the alternative fuel, ethanol. We'll hear more about that shortly. But they also acknowledge hitting some tough spots over trade. Free trade is increasingly unpopular throughout Latin America, and so far, the president's reception in the region has been cool. NPR's David Green is covering this trip, and he sent this report.
As President Bush flew into Sao Paulo, which is South America's largest city, about 6,000 people took to the streets to make clear they weren't excited about this visit. And that was only the beginning for Mr. Bush. His political nemesis in the region, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, is leading an anti-American rally in a soccer stadium in Argentina tonight. Chavez told reporters the event would be confrontational, and he had this to say to the U.S. president. Mr. Bush hopes to reduce Chavez's influence in the region. That's one reason Mr. Bush is courting President Lula of Brazil. Lula's in a difficult position these days. He's a leftist himself, and actually his own leftist workers' party opposed Mr. Bush's visit. But Lula wants to make Brazil the economic powerhouse in South America, and he's tried to pursue a more competitive pro-trade agenda. Addressing reporters, Mr. Bush said he understands Lula's tough spot.
I share your concerns about the people in democracy not receiving the benefits of democracy. I think you're very wise to recognize that democracy is only as strong as the people feel that the society benefits them.
Mr. Bush refused to mention the name Hugo Chavez in public today, but he insisted that the U.S. is increasing its aid to Latin America, funding programs to improve education and fight poverty.
I don't think America gets enough credit for trying to help improve people's lives.
Many of Mr. Bush's critics here and in Washington say the Bush administration has all but abandoned Latin America and doesn't deserve any more credit. If Lula is one of Mr. Bush's closest political allies in the region, even these two leaders have their problems. They tried today to highlight a new partnership to promote the alternative fuel ethanol. But here's the problem. The U.S., hoping to protect corn farmers who produce ethanol, has slapped a tariff on the Brazilian variety, which is produced from sugar. President Lula wants the tariff lifted and was asked by a reporter whether he made any headway with Mr. Bush. Lula didn't have a chance to answer.
I'll answer that one for him. He can answer it, too. It's not going to happen. The law doesn't end until 2009. Then the Congress will accept it, look at it when the law ends. He may want to expand on that answer.
And when Lula did expand, he didn't sound very optimistic that he'll be able to win Mr. Bush over. He was speaking through an interpreter.
If I had that capacity for persuasion that you think I might have, who knows? I might have convinced President Bush to do so many other things that I couldn't even mention here.
Mr. Bush heads from here to Uruguay, then to Colombia, where leftist rebels have been threatening to disrupt the visit. In Guatemala, Mayan priests are reportedly so upset that Mr. Bush is coming, they plan once he leaves to cleanse an archaeological site Mr. Bush visits. They say they fear the president will leave behind bad spirits. David Green, NPR News, Sao Paulo.